Hey everyone, ready to ditch that school bus and like chart your own course? Homeschooling can feel a little bit like stepping onto a whole new planet. It's exciting, but also like, wait, how does this even work? But don't worry, you've got this. We're diving deep into homeschooling strategies.
Yeah.
It's a guide that's packed with tips and tricks to make homeschooling a success for your family.
You know, what really grabbed me right away about this guide is how it talks about the homeschooling mindset. It's not about, you know, recreating school at home. It's about creating a learning environment that just fits your family like a glove.
It's like instead of trying to like squeeze yourself into a pre-made box,
Yeah.
you're building your own awesome custom-designed learning space, right?
Exactly. And it starts with like remembering you're a parent first and an educator second, you know?
Yeah.
That might sound obvious, but this guide really emphasizes building that foundation of trust and open communication with your kids. It's huge.
It makes sense. Kids who feel supported, not pressured, are going to be way more open to learning. Think back to when you were a kid. Those times that you were genuinely excited to learn probably had a lot to do with feeling encouraged, not forced, right?
100%. And that actually leads perfectly into the guide's point about structure. It's important to have a routine, but...
But it doesn't have to be rigid. We're talking routines, not prison sentences.
Exactly. And here's where it gets interesting. The guide actually suggests involving your kids in designing the schedule.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. You're not just managing their time. You're guiding them to manage their own AWN time, setting them up for success later in life.
That's genius. And I bet it cuts down on the whole, do we have to do school now power struggle too.
Precisely. Find a rhythm that works for your family. However, the guide does emphasize consistent bedtime and wake-up routines. It's about creating those mental boundaries between like home time and learning time, even if those spaces overlap physically. Like you might not have a school bus, but you can create that shift in mindset.
Speaking of shifting mindsets and spaces, the guide talks about having a dedicated learning space.
Mm.
And I have to admit, this one hit home for me. Kids are masters of distraction. Like a stray crumb on the floor can turn into a 30-minute archaeological dig, am I right?
Oh, tell me about it. The dog, the laundry, you name it, it's competition. But here's the thing. The guide isn't saying you need a fancy classroom with all the bells and whistles. It's more about creating a mental shift to learning mode.
So it's like, even if they're in their PJs, sitting at the kitchen table, having that designated spot signals to their brain, okay, it's time to focus.
Exactly. Remove those tempting distractions. The guide even says to hide the devices, the TV remote, heck, even the family pet if you have to. They also recommend trying soft instrumental music. Apparently, it can work wonders for concentration.
Okay, Mozart during fractions. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
No judgment if I'm enjoying the tunes more than the kids are, right?
None whatsoever. This is all about finding what works for your family's groove.
Now, one thing this guide is big on is organization.
Mm.
And let's be real, that's not just a homeschooling thing. That's a life with kids and wanting to keep your sanity thing.
Couldn't agree more. And the guide actually gives some really down-to-earth tips. One that stood out to me was about creating a simple syllabus, even for the little ones.
They even suggest making it visual, like with little icons you can color in when you finish a task. I'd love that.
Right. It's a subtle way to teach responsibility and planning skills without even realizing it. They also suggest something like a shared Google Doc for scheduling. You know, everyone's on the same page, literally.
Okay, picture this. You've got multiple kids, everyone's on different schedules, maybe you're juggling work from home too. Chaos, right?
Huh.
But with that shared Google Doc, bam, everyone knows what's happening, when, and suddenly you're not just a homeschooling parent, you're an organizational ninja.
And don't forget, involve the kids in setting it up. They'll be way more on board if they've had a hand in creating the plan.
Oh, 100%. Yep. It's like when I let my kids help plan our weekend outing suddenly, doing the dishes feels like a day at the amusement park compared to getting them excited about my ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But their ideas, golden.
Exactly. Tapping into that sense of ownership, that's pure magic in homeschooling.
This guide is full of those little aha moments. Like they talk a lot about the importance of breaks, which let's be honest, as parents, we need those brain breaks just as much as the kids do.
Oh, for sure. The guide reminds us that flexibility is one of the biggest perks of homeschooling. You can tailor those breaks to your family's rhythm. Whether it's a quick 10-minute stretch break or a longer block for some outdoor playtime, you're in the driver's seat.
They even give suggestions on how long the break should be. Shorter bursts for the little ones,
mm-hmm.
a bit longer for older kids who can focus for a stretch. It's all about finding that balance, right?
And here's something I found really interesting. They emphasize encouraging kids to get up and move E during those breaks. It's not just about giving their brains a rest, it's about getting their blood flowing and improving their overall focus.
Okay, that's a reminder I needed to hear. I'm guilty of getting sucked into work and forgetting to step away from the computer. We could all use a little reminder to get those bodies moving.
Absolutely. It's so easy to forget to take care of ourselves when we're busy taking care of everyone else.
Now, one of the things I hear a lot from people who are new to homeschooling is the concern about social isolation, not just for the kids, but for parents too. It can feel like you're going it alone, but this guide, they really tackle this head on.
They do, and they offer some really practical solutions, like utilizing technology for virtual hangouts. Think Skype, FaceTime, even Zoom meetings for kids to connect with their friends.
It's like virtual recess. I love that idea.
Right, and for parents, they suggest seeking out local homeschooling communities or connecting with other homeschooling families online. It's a way to share ideas, offer support, and realize, hey, I'm not alone in this.
Support is everything, right? Parenting, homeschooling, it all takes a village, even if that village is partially online these days.
Exactly. Now let's talk about another aspect the guide highlights: incorporating movement into the homeschooling routine. And I'm not just talking about scheduled PE classes, although those are great too.
This is where things get fun. They're talking about turning everyday activities into learning opportunities.
Yes, the guide really encourages us to think outside those traditional classroom walls. A nature walk can become a spontaneous science lesson, a trip to the park, math time with playground measurements. The possibilities are endless.
It's about making learning come alive, meeting those kids where they are. They even suggest things like incorporating agility games, gymnastics, even yoga and tai chi into the routine.
And the beauty of it is it benefits everyone. We all need to get those bodies moving.
Okay, speaking of bringing learning to life, let's talk about what this guide says about using manipulatives.
This is where homeschooling gets really creative. They emphasize that you don't need expensive, fancy materials. Everyday household items can become incredible learning tools.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. Give me some examples. What kind of everyday items are we talking about?
Well, they talk about using a simple tray filled with sand for practicing writing, or how small items around the house can become tools for counting, adding, subtracting. Even a deck of cards can be a fun way to practice math facts and play math games.
That's so smart. It's all about looking at everyday things with a fresh perspective.
Exactly. They also talk about things like base 10 blocks, clocks for learning about time, fraction tiles. These are all things you can easily find, and they're fantastic for making abstract concepts more concrete.
It reminds me of when my kids were learning about fractions. It was like trying to explain a foreign language until we started cutting up fruit into equal pieces. Suddenly it clicked.
It's amazing how powerful that hands-on experience can be, and that's something homeschooling allows you to really lean into.
It's about meeting kids where they are developmentally and making learning fun. And speaking of fun, this guide is all about tapping into your child's interests to make learning more engaging.
Absolutely. They have this great example of using a child's fascination with dinosaurs to create lessons across all sorts of subjects, like writing prompts about different dinosaur species, using dinosaur toys for math problems, even exploring the prehistoric world for history and science.
That's brilliant. It's about taking those sparks of interest and turning them into a learning bonfire. And this guide is like the ultimate fire starter.
It really is. Now, are you ready for another adventure? Because this guide encourages taking learning outside the house.
Okay, I am always up for an adventure. Tell me more about this.
Well, they encourage parents to think of outings as educational opportunities. And we're not just talking about museums and zoos, although those are fantastic too.
Right. It's so much more memorable than just reading about it in a textbook.
Exactly. They suggest exploring local parks, going on nature walks, visiting places like farms, fire stations, even cemeteries, all in the name of education.
Wow. Talk about thinking outside the traditional classroom box.
They really do encourage that sense of adventure and exploration. And here's a nice reminder. They also emphasize that not every outing needs to be a structured lesson. Sometimes it's about spending quality time with your family and creating memories.
That's so important. It's about finding that balance between structured learning and those spontaneous moments of discovery.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of balance, the guide also talks about the importance of flexibility in homeschooling. Because let's be real, life happens.
And sometimes you just need to throw the schedule out the window.
Exactly. And this guide encourages you to embrace that freedom. They give examples like being flexible with seating arrangements if a child just can't sit still, or adjusting the timing of classes to fit in a field trip. It's about making the schedule work for you, not the other way around.
I love that. It's about letting go of the idea that there's only one right way to do things and embracing the beauty of individuality. You do you.
Precisely. The guide reminds us that homeschooling isn't about replicating traditional school at home. It's about creating a personalized learning journey that works for your family.
So what I'm hearing is there's no one-size-fits-all approach to homeschooling. It's about finding what works best for your unique family dynamic and being brave enough to adjust course when needed.
Absolutely. This guide is all about empowering parents to take control of their children's education and create a learning environment that fosters a genuine love of learning.
It's like we're building a custom curriculum tailored to fit each child's strengths and interests.
Yeah.
And that is incredibly powerful.
It is. Now, as we delve further into this guide, I'm excited to see what other gems of wisdom it holds for homeschooling families.
You know, one of the things I think is so cool about this guide is how it emphasizes that homeschooling isn't just about, like, stuffing our kids' heads full of facts.
Right.
It's about teaching them how to learn,
Yeah.
how to find information for themselves.
Yes.
We're talking critical thinking, problem solving, you know, those essential skills that go way beyond memorizing facts.
Right.
And speaking of going beyond textbooks,
Yes.
what did you think about the guide's focus on real-life learning?
Oh, I loved that. Turning everyday things into learning experiences, brilliant. They even talk about getting the kids involved in things like grocery shopping or gardening and turning those into educational opportunities.
Okay, so instead of dreading the grocery store meltdown, we can, like, embrace it as a learning moment.
Right.
Tell me more.
They give the example of having kids help plan meals, create a shopping list, even track the budget while you're at the store. Practical math skills in action.
Yeah, and I bet it makes them way more interested in helping out if they see it as a fun challenge instead of a chore.
Exactly. And the same goes for gardening. Imagine this. The kids are helping measure the garden bed, calculate the area, even researching the best growing conditions for different plants. It's like science and math are coming to life right in their own backyard.
I am so trying that this weekend. My kids are all about hands-on activities. They're always more engaged when they can see how what they're learning applies to the real world.
And that's something homeschooling really lets you tap into, wouldn't you say? Bringing those aha moments into everyday life.
It's about being creative, being present, and finding those teachable moments in unexpected places. Now, one thing that I know can be a bit overwhelming for new homeschoolers is the legal side of things.
Yeah.
The guide mentions homeschooling laws, which, let's be honest, isn't something most of us think about every day.
Right. It's crucial, though, and the guide does a good job of reminding us that homeschooling regulations are different everywhere. Some places have very specific requirements, while others are much more flexible. It's definitely something to look into before you get started.
So it's not as simple as just deciding to homeschool and then boom, you're off to the races.
Unfortunately, it's not always that straightforward. It's like anything else with the law. It's always a good idea to do your research, understand what the rules are where you live. The guide strongly advises parents to familiarize themselves with those legal frameworks.
Makes sense. It's about setting yourself up for success from day one. And speaking of success, one thing this guide really emphasizes is the importance of a positive attitude. And not just for the kids, for us parents too.
Oh, tell me about it. Parenting is hard enough as it is. Add homeschooling into the mix, and it's easy to feel like you're drowning in to-do lists and lesson plans. The guide doesn't sugarcoat it. There will be challenges, moments of frustration, even times when you question if you've made the right decision.
So, what's the secret? How do we stay positive amidst the potential chaos of it all?
Well, it talk about being kind to yourself and to your kids. Remember, everyone learns differently. Celebrate those small victories. Focus on progress, not perfection. Homeschooling is a journey, not a race.
It's about creating that supportive, encouraging learning environment
Yes.
and recognizing that learning isn't always linear, right? There will be bumps along the way, detours, unexpected pit stop.
Exactly. And that's where teamwork comes in. The guide talks about how important it is for the whole family to be on board. It's not about the parent being the sole holder of knowledge, but rather everyone working together toward a shared goal.
That we're in this together approach. I love that. It makes sense, though, right? It
Yeah.
takes the pressure off of everyone involved.
Absolutely. They even suggest assigning roles based on everyone's strength. Maybe one kid's a natural-born organizer, while another is amazing at explaining things in a way that makes sense to everyone else. It's about leveraging those strengths to create a more harmonious and effective learning environment for everyone.
It's like you're creating this little micro society within your family where everyone contributes their unique talents.
I love that. Me too. It's about building that sense of community and shared responsibility. Now, before we move on, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, real life learning. This guide is full of fantastic ideas for making education come alive outside of textbooks and worksheets.
It's one of the coolest things about homeschooling, isn't it? That freedom to blend education with everyday experiences, like using a trip to the grocery store to teach math or turning a nature walk into a science lesson.
And let's not forget about field trips. And we're not just talking about the traditional museum visits, although those are great too. This guide encourages parents to get creative and think outside the box. Explore your local community. Visit museums, zoos, historical sites, even local businesses.
I love that. It's about showing kids that learning can happen anywhere and everywhere. It sparks their curiosity and opens up a world of possibilities.
Exactly. And you know what else sparks curiosity and makes learning fun? Tapping into your child's interests.
Oh, 100%. I've seen it firsthand with my kids. When they're genuinely into something, their natural curiosity just takes over. Learning becomes almost effortless. It's like magic.
It really is. The guide gives that great example of the child who's obsessed with dinosaurs. And they talk about how you can use that interest to create lessons across different subjects. Writing stories about dinosaurs, using their toys for math problems, even turning their fascination into a springboard for exploring history and science.
Okay. That is genius. You're not fighting their interests. You're using them as a launch pad for learning.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be dinosaurs, of course. It could be anything. Sports, music, art, animals, etc. The sky's the limit. The key is to be observant. Notice what lights your kids up and then get creative in finding ways to weave those passions into their learning.
So instead of a one-size-fits-all curriculum, we're talking about a tailor-made learning adventure customized to each child's unique interests. I love it.
Me too. It's what makes homeschooling so unique and so rewarding. And this guide does a great job of giving parents the tools and inspiration to make it happen.
It really does. Now, I'm excited to see what other gems of wisdom we uncover as we continue exploring this comprehensive homeschooling guide.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that really stuck with me from this guide is how it talks about homeschooling being about more than just academics.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just about, you know, teaching them their ABCs and 123s.
Right.
It's about nurturing the whole child.
Yes.
Their emotional well-being, their social skills, their physical health. It's about raising, like, well-rounded humans, not just little walking encyclopedias.
I love that. And it's something that homeschooling really allows you to embrace that holistic approach. You have the freedom to kind of tailor the experience to meet each child's individual needs. Like, if you have a child who needs to move their body, you can incorporate, like, more movement breaks throughout the day. Or if there's a subject they're finding particularly challenging, you can spend extra time on it without the pressure of a rigid classroom schedule.
Yeah, you get to be responsive to their needs, like, in the moment.
Right, which is amazing.
Which is so cool. And speaking of, like, you know, things being challenging, this guide also talks about, like, shifting our perspective on challenges.
Yeah.
Instead of seeing those roadblocks as failures, they frame them as opportunities for growth, for, like, ourselves and our kids.
It's such a powerful mindset shift, right? It's about embracing the messy, imperfect journey of learning and recognizing that mistakes are not the enemy. They're actually, like, stepping stones on the path to understanding.
It's like creating a learning environment where it's okay to experiment, to take risks, and yeah, to even stumble from time to time.
Right.
Because those stumbles, those are often the moments where, like, the most powerful learning happens.
Absolutely. And that's something this guide really reinforces, that learning isn't about being perfect. It's about being curious, engaged, and resilient.
So true. Well, as we wrap up our deep dive into this homeschooling guide, I think it's safe to say that it is jam-packed with valuable insights and practical strategies, whether you're just considering homeschooling or you're already, like, knee-deep in lesson plans.
It really is. We covered so much ground, from setting up that dedicated learning space to embracing flexibility, incorporating real-life learning, and nurturing those unique passions that make your kids tick.
And we can't forget those, like, essential reminders about maintaining a positive attitude, seeking support when you need it, because you absolutely will, and approaching homeschooling as a team effort. Like, the guide really emphasizes that this isn't a solo mission, it's a family affair.
So true. It's about creating that learning environment that is like both nurturing and stimulating, challenging, but supportive. And at the heart of it all, it's about fostering a love of learning that will stay with your kids long after those textbooks are closed.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
Now, before we sign off, I want to leave you with something to ponder, a thought that was sparked by the guide's discussion about homeschooling regulations. They highlight that these rules can be very different depending on where you live.
Right.
So, for those of you feeling inspired to embark on this homeschooling journey, I encourage you to dig a little deeper and explore those like specific requirements, those legal frameworks that are in place, wherever you call home. Knowledge is power, as they say, especially when navigating the world of homeschooling.
Such great advice. And I think that's a perfect note to end on. Empowering yourself with information so you can create the best possible homeschooling experience for your family.
This deep dive has been incredible. We explored the ins and outs of homeschooling, the challenges, the rewards, and most importantly, how to make it work for you. Because ultimately, every family's journey is going to be unique, and that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's what makes homeschooling so amazing. You get to embrace the flexibility, find joy in the journey, and never stop learning alongside your children.